The Olympics are underway in Beijing, and all participants are closely monitored in an Olympic bubble to keep the Winter Games from becoming COVID super spreader games. All athletes, coaches, and journalists are required to use an app. It's called My 2022 to track their health and travel data. Thing is, that app has some serious security flaws, according to a report by the Citizen Lab at the University of Toronto. Jeffrey Knuckle is a researcher at the Citizen Lab, and he wrote the report. Jeffrey, welcome.
Hi, it's good to be here.
So tell us about this app. What kind of data does it collect and what is it meant to do?
So it collects a lot of biographical information as well as medical information. One of the features it has is something called a health customs form. This is something you have to fill out in order to enter China. It includes, of course, your name, other details like your passport number, for instance. But it also requires lots of medical information as well. Your COVID vaccination status, the results of tests, what kind of symptoms you might be experiencing. The app also has a very similar feature called a green health code. Whereas the health customs form is required to enter the country, the green health code is required to get around once you're inside of the country.
Mm-hmm. And your team found a couple of security problems here, and one of them is that it does not always verify that the data is going to where it's supposed to go?
Yeah, that's absolutely right. So the app, when it's transmitting all this very sensitive information, it uses something called SSL to encrypt it. Generally, that's a good thing. But it fails to do one of the important steps in that process, something called certificate verification. This is basically the step that ensures that you're connecting to the server with which you intend to connect. So you can be transmitting this information with the strongest encryption in the world, but if you're not actually connecting with the server with which you're intending to connect, you might still be transmitting it to someone who might be intercepting it or modifying it or doing some sort of other attack.
Oh, so I could be, a bad actor, and I could pretend to be the server. I could pretend to be the destination, and in this case, I could intercept the information?
Yeah, that's absolutely right. So you could be trying to eavesdrop on the information. You could be modifying the supposed responses from the server, or not even communicating with the server at all as an attacker. You could be just sending your own questions to the user. Instead of maybe asking only about COVID, you could also be asking about other, maybe more embarrassing medical questions that the user thinks that they're obligated to answer in order to enter the country. You could be introducing, fake instructions, like in order to submit this form, you have to send money to, so-and-so. There's different sorts of angles of attack that you can imagine here.
Now, is it your sense that this is something intentional or nefarious? I imagine a lot of listeners would say, oh, China, this is by design, their surveillance state, wanting to grab this information. But is that what you found, that this is necessarily an intentional thing?
Right. So that's a really great question, because that is sort of one's first intuition, is to think, oh, this must have been, a backdoor placed there by the Chinese government. But in fact, in this case, that hypothesis doesn't really make a whole lot of sense, because when you're looking at the most sensitive information this app is transmitting, the biographical details, passport numbers, your COVID health status, this is all being transmitted directly to the Chinese government anyways. That's what you're doing when you're filling out the health customs form. That's what you're doing when you're filling out, the green health code requirements. So the Chinese government would have, very little motivation to backdoor their own data, the data that's being transmitted.
Oh, they've got it anyway.
Exactly. So really the most likely hypothesis here is that this was just a mistake. The developers introduced it accidentally and that it was just poorly written.
Okay, so as far as then the Olympic athletes, I mean, we know that they have been told, or it's been suggested to them, that, don't bring your main phone to China, bring a burner phone. But if an athlete says, I want to bring my own phone with my whole contact list and everything, what are the possibilities of what information could get out there?
While it's great advice to bring a burner phone when you're traveling, that actually doesn't address the vulnerabilities that we discovered in the app, which relates to information that you're inputting into the app, regardless of if it's your own device or if it's a burner device. If you're using an insecure version of this app over an untrusted network, all of this, you know, biographical information, all of your medical details, you know, these can be intercepted.
Jeffrey Knuckle is a research associate at the Citizen Lab at the University of Toronto. Jeffrey, thanks for the time.
Yeah, thank you. It's great talking with you.